So, processing characteristics of chocolates, we've talked about a bit before. A bar of chocolate needs to give good contraction for the mold. It needs to pull away cleanly from the mold as it solidifies in the mold. It needs to pick up decorative markings from the surface of the mold if that's what the manufacturer requires. If the mold has surface markings, then the chocolate should pick those up. Good weight control. This is particularly important in the case of the chocolate biscuit that I mentioned earlier, where the manufacturer is aiming to use as little chocolate as possible. A robust product not affected by adverse temperatures. So the temperature in the factory where the chocolate is being made may be quite warm, because a lot of the machinery will give out heat as well, and the ambient temperature may be quite warm. So it mustn't melt before it's packaged. It must be quite robust and resistant to melting. And very often, chocolate manufacturers will work with quite large masses of semi-liquid chocolate before the final processing stage, and this needs to remain stable over long periods of time. And the chocolate should have good hardness and heat resistance when packaged. So, lots of processing characteristics. And I mentioned earlier that 3% in that survey of people felt rather guilty when they ate chocolate. They thought chocolate was nice, but maybe they shouldn't be eating it. Perhaps it was a little bit naughty. And clearly, this woman isn't suffering too much from guilt. The only way to get rid of temptation is to yield to it, to give in to it, and eat the chocolate. But we maybe should spend 1 or 2 minutes looking at the nutritional quality of chocolate. Should we feel guilty about eating bars of chocolate, or should we not? Obviously, one of the major components of chocolate is fat, and fat, there's also lots of sugar in chocolate. So these ingredients are quite high in energy. So one of the problems we certainly have in many countries around the world these days is the problem of obesity, of people putting on too much weight. Clearly, large amounts of chocolate would help to contribute to that if we don't use that energy in some way by running the marathon or something like that. So clearly, a chocolate bar is a good source of energy if you need it, but excess intake of energy can cause obesity. However, in recent years, there's been a lot of research, particularly funded by chocolate manufacturers who obviously want to be able to sell a good story to their consumers. But looking at a lot of research has looked at some of the beneficial effects of some of the minor components in chocolate. And indeed, there are some beneficial components in chocolates as well. Some have got antioxidant properties, which help to protect the body from cells degrading, which in the long term can lead to various diseases. Also, some of the components might help to reduce blood pressure. There's some vitamins and some minerals in chocolate that are beneficial, some nutrients. So it's not all bad news. Some of these components are present at quite low levels. So although reducing blood pressure may be an effect of some of the ingredients at relatively high levels, I don't think we should make too much of these beneficial effects because a lot of these ingredients are present at quite low levels in the chocolate. But there's a lot of interest in the effects of some of the minor components on the brain as well, whether they stimulate the brain and whether they give beneficial effects on the way that your brain functions. And there's a lot of research going on in this area, looking at some of the minor components in chocolate. And some of them do seem to be quite beneficial. Certainly chocolate contains components that give you an energy lift, make you suffer less from anxiety, and may cause a reduction in pain even. So there are some good effects of some of the ingredients in chocolate, as well as some negative effects. So it's clearly a balance, as with all foods. And that's very often the message nutritionists give, is that you need a mixed diet, because almost all foods have beneficial ingredients and some ingredients that are less beneficial, and therefore you need to have a wide range of foods in your diet in order to have the optimal healthy lifestyle.